Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive. Today, we're looking at something pretty unique, the Cooper Born Swartz Dirty Performance. Now, this isn't just, you know, your average electric car. It's been totally transformed. Think standard vehicle turned into moving urban art. Our source material for this comes from Frank Ricci Design. We've got a detailed brief, project descriptions, the whole thing. And our mission today, to really unpack how a simple company car becomes this powerful brand statement, this piece of art on wheels. I mean, you just have to picture it. These amazing blue gold lightning bolts, cracked textures like old industrial walls, and the Swartz logo just sprawled across it like a massive graffiti tag. It turns like normal work runs into this sort of underground paddock runway scene. It definitely grabs your attention. Okay, so diving right in, what's the actual story here? Why did Swartz Wrapping and Tinting decide they needed this kind of eye-catching car? Well, the source says there was really clear need. They wanted to take their company car beyond just being a workhorse, turn it into a visible brand manifesto is the term they use.
They needed something that screamed extreme wraps, you know, spoke that language. But, and this is key, still felt credible as a car you drive every day. That's quite a balance to strike.
Yeah. And what's really interesting, I think, is how the project consciously tries to bridge these two kind of different worlds. You know, like you said, it's not just a company car. It really is urban art in motion. It takes those mundane tasks, deliveries, visits, whatever, and makes them into these rolling showcases. Showcases for their branding, their skill, that sort of street-ready craft. It's basically a mobile billboard for who they are and what they do best.
Right. So beyond the why, let's get into how. How do they actually create this really disruptive look? The design brief gets specific here. It talks about the livery. That's the, you know, the graphic scheme on the car. It blends these blue gold gradients, apparently inspired by metal oxidizing, rusting almost with these digital looking cracks. Suggests racing wear, maybe a bit of grunge.
Yeah.
And this creates a really powerful, disruptive contrast, as they put it. You've got the super sleek, modern born EV.
Right. The high tech base.
Exactly. And then this raw, almost industrial vibe layered on top. And the result, apparently, is that it stands out everywhere. Corporate car park, late night car meet, it works in both. Pretty versatile, visually speaking.
And if you sort of zoom out, connect it to the bigger brand picture, it's all about creating this deliberate visual paradox. They've built a really distinct identity by adding these raw, almost aggressive bits, but, and this is clever, they've managed to keep the Cupra design language, that sharp look, totally intact underneath it all. Which does make you wonder, though, I mean, given how raw some of those elements are, what were the challenges in keeping it cohesive? Did they worry about pushing it, like, too far from the original Cupra feel?
That's a really good point. It kind of leads perfectly into the actual making of it, the precision needed. So, moving from concept to reality, let's talk about the craft process. You shared some fascinating stuff about that. You mentioned Frank Ricci Design was central. How did FRD and Swartz actually translate this, well, pretty ambitious idea into something real? What were the steps involved in designing and applying it?
Absolutely. And yeah, it definitely wasn't just hitting print. It was a real multi-stage, multi-skill effort. Frank Ricci Design, FRD, they were the ones who took that initial brief and figured out how to blend, you know, street art vibes, a bit of touring car history, and Swartz's own company colors. Then for the actual how-to, it was pretty high-tech. They started with vector drafts in Illustrator, laying out the basic shapes. Then they sculpted those crack textures in Photoshop using something called displacement maps.
Right, to give it depth.
Exactly. Makes it look properly 3D, not just flat. Adds that realistic bumpiness. They even used Blender, the 3D software, to run tests, make sure everything lined up perfectly across the car's curves, you know, fenders, doors, tricky shapes. Millimeter perfect alignment was the goal.
Wow.
Then the final design, the master file, was printed onto satin vinyl, and the Swartz team themselves did the final installation. Really careful work, perfect joins, and they even added these little gold foil bits as accents for reflective highlights. It's a real mix of digital skill and hands-on craft.
That level of detail is really something else. So the big question then, did it actually work? Did this urban art project, you know, move the needle for Swartz in the real world? Well, the source material says, yes, definitely, a major impact. Since it joined the fleet, they have apparently seen a 40%, that's 40 increase in direct messages, DMs, coming into Swartz.
40%, that's huge.
Isn't it? And it's not just online. People apparently stop to take photos of it outside the workshop all the time. Customers, passersby, and you see it on the street, that gritty texture against, like, clean, modern buildings. It just pulls your eyes straight to the brand, highlights their unique skills. It's literally a moving ad.
Yeah, what's really compelling there is seeing that direct line.
Yeah.
Creative investment, maybe even a bit of a risk, translating directly into, well, measurable business results.
Right.
And that strong street presence, it's a fantastic example, really, of that core idea.
Yeah.
When you push what a functional object can be, transform it from just transport into like moving art,
right,
you sometimes unlock this massive marketing power. Something normal ads just can't quite capture. It sort of shows that sometimes the most out there creative ideas actually bring the most practical benefits back.
Absolutely. This whole deep dive, I think, really gives us a fresh way to look at company vehicles. They're not just about getting from A to B anymore, are they? This shows they can be a really bold, strategic part of your brand,
yeah,
a piece of urban art that gets noticed, tells a story, proving that even something every day can be made totally magnetic.
Which leaves you, the listener, with something to think about, maybe. This raises an interesting question. If a car can become this canvas for branding, for art, what other everyday objects are around you? You know, your coffee mug, your phone case, your laptop lid. Could they be reimagined too? Could they tell a compelling story or become these unexpected little billboards for identity, for craftsmanship, something to mull over?